Going to stay up top on first down. Going to go to the end zone. Turning around, and did he make the catch? What a catch it is by Aaron Jones. What an adjustment at the end. Touchdown, Green Bay, from 21 yards out.
Yeah, we ran that practice. I wanted a little higher angle on the corner. And based on the separation, I felt like the only way to complete it was to maybe lead him inside a little bit, throw it high, and he spins around. But for a running back to do it, he told me on the sidelines afterwards that he kind of owed me for last week. So I guess we're even now.
855-830-8648. Those are the numbers for to get a hold of us. Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers. Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show continues on. And Mike Clemens now stepping into studio, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. It's all happening at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit them at paysbig.com. That is paysbig.com. Solid win yesterday by the Packers yesterday, Michael.
Yeah, but it's a game that's sort of developed because the Raiders were coming in off of a bye week. They were rested.
Right.
But they've got some pretty serious injuries. Number 16 is their best wide receiver, Tyrell Williams. He's not their leading receiver. Their leading receiver is Darren Waller, the tight end. But he's been out with the foot injury now. They had to sign a Zay Jones from in a trade they did with the Bills. But he was inactive because he hadn't had enough time to learn the playbook. Dwayne Harris is a great threat for them at kick returner, but he's been out with a nagging ankle injury for 3 or 4 weeks now. So now you're putting out there Trevor Davis, who's been with them now 3 or 4 weeks, and they threw to him a couple times. They tried the one jet sweep. He had one a couple weeks ago where he took it for 60 yards using his speed. But, you know, let's understand what's going on out there. You're getting half of the Raiders. The Packers look like they were going to be facing a similar problem with MVS and the knee injury he had against the Lions on Monday night, with Geronimo Allison and the shot he took to the ribs and to the head, and somehow these guys both get on the field, which is a testament about what's going on inside this locker room. I mean, guys are going out of their way to be there and play for each other. There's a really solid vibe that's going on with the Green Bay Packers that I'm trying to think about the Holmgren and Favre era, and I'm trying to think about the best days of the McCarthy era, and there's sort of a dynamic right now where there's these young players like a Marquez Valdes-Scantling who says, you know, I know I'm still a young guy, but suddenly now we're with a bunch of assistant coaches that are new too. They're younger, they're working really hard. We see that they're putting in the prep, but they're sort of like the substitute teacher.
Right.
But it's a good class. It's not like some of the classes I had in the sixth grade where substitute teacher, hey, fresh meat, you know, and the bullies took over and nothing got done. And then the principal would have to come up and the substitute would leave in tears and we'd see how many we could go break through before the usual battle axe got back from their flu bug or their trip to Hawaii or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. It's different right now. These younger players are pulling for these position coaches and people are putting in the work. Another dynamic about the challenges that the Packers have faced, something to appreciate with this 6-1 record, is, man, you know, you had to play the Lions, and they were just coming off of their bye week after having a really good game against the Chiefs. And you play the Raiders after they came from their trip from London. They beat the Bears, and they had plenty of time to prepare for Green Bay. And Rodgers talked about that after the game.
We played back-to-back teams off of bye weeks. We played out a short week. Now we're playing a team coming off a Thursday game, you know, on Sunday Night Football. This is the toughest part of our schedule, I think, from a pure scheduling standpoint. And for us to come out today, especially on offense, where they were moving the ball pretty well on their offense. And, yeah, we scored on 6 of our 8 possessions. That was needed today.
So for all of the production you had yesterday, 5 touchdown passes, you run in for 1, and how you just start pouring it on, and you put up 42 points, the most points, obviously, you've had this year. Rodgers was asked, so now you're heading into week 8. So if we were talking about it to start a training camp, and even from the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, on down from LaFleur to Aaron Rodgers, like, hey, we hope the defense can be there because it's going to take for a while for offense to get caught up. Does this mean you're on schedule?
I think the process has been really understanding the offense as a whole and then learning how to win in different ways. And when you learn how to win in different ways, then you become a lot more dangerous offense because you just have so many more things you can throw at a defense. And we've been able to run the ball effectively and win with that, not turn the ball over, smart decisions in the passing game. And then today, obviously, we won throwing the ball and being aggressive. But today was definitely the performance that we've been looking for.
I like the fact that Mike... when it comes to what they've been doing offensively is that it's been more and more of scheme and things that we've seen that we haven't seen before. You're talking about motions and first and second, setting up third, and third down being more Aaron Rodgers. But the scheme has put them into situations that they've been able to be successful. And so I'm excited about what else they can do. Because remember, it was like, 30 formations, but they've got 400 plays off of those 30 formations or something like that. And I think they've only scratched the surface.
One thing I'm impressed about, Bill, is I'm hearing players now repeat the stuff that LaFleur is saying at the podium.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though it's a really simple message, you know, he's been saying this now. It's like, hey, you get the win, but on Monday, it's the reset button. And it's a 1-0 season. We don't worry about 2 weeks ahead or what's happened in the past. But now, 7 weeks into this, the players are saving that. Hey, man, it's a 1-0 season.
Right.
Hey, it's 1-for-11. These very simple slogans that LaFleur uses
right.
in the media, but the message is consistent. And so that's always a good sign of honesty and that there's no other shenanigans going on, you know, behind the scenes, mm-hmm. that everybody truly is on the same page.
I like the fact that LaFleur said, let's curb the celebrations, and then said, nah, let's just keep it sensible.
Right.
And go ahead and do it.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Well, Za'Darius said that, oh, man, they shut down our celebrations because he doesn't want it to take too long. Like when I was laying on the ground mm-hmm. last Monday night doing my sleepy thing, he said, the punt team was, I don't want to get a delay of penalty because of your stupid celebration.
Right.
Okay. So Za'Darius said he took that to mean I can't do third down celebrations anymore. You know, oh, take the fun out.
Yeah.
And then 3 hours later, LaFleur says, that's not what I told him.
Right.
That's not what I told him. I'm telling him, pick it up, okay? And then
Za'Darius don't sleep. Just nap.
Then Za'Darius comes back and says, okay, yeah, that's right. We had that meeting, and now I understand. So we got – but as it turned out, they didn't have any sacks.
No, they didn't have any sacks. The celebration was when he did the Ray Lewis coming out of the tunnel.
Right.
He did Ray Lewis, and then he waved it off. And then he did the Aaron Rodgers belt, which I thought was great, and the crowd went nuts. It was fun.
You just heard Aaron Rodgers there talk about, and if we had to run the football, we've run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another comment he made yesterday that alluded to the fact, like, you know, and now we are running the football. Like, actually, there's been times where he would want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He went into a discussion yesterday, Rodgers, about, we're putting together a game plan where, you know, if we're going through it, fine. But at the other time, you're not putting pressure on me to make throws mm-hmm. that I don't have something else to set that up with.
Right.
And so Rodgers talked about that. Now, what I love about this is now you've got your listeners that are picking up on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was floored when Rodgers, after a game about 3 weeks ago, I guess the Dallas game, right? This is the Dallas game, Joe, I think, where he said this. Someone was saying, you know, he said, yeah, I'm not worried about stats anymore. I'm just worried about the wins.
Yeah, that was a Dallas game.
And it's like, well, who the hell says that?
Yeah.
And you know, let's understand where Aaron Rodgers is coming from. Stats puts Jordy Nelson as maybe the all-time best Packer receiver, but he didn't get there. He didn't surpass Driver because of the ACL, another situation. And then Rodgers being out for a year.
Right.
Stats get you what? A 6-year contract. That gets you the money.
Right.
Stats get you into the Hall of Fame.
The rings are what separate you from the good and the great and the greatest.
So you know what? Basically, he's saying, I got the money. I got the numbers for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I need the rings. And now I'm willing to do whatever. So listen to what your caller, Phil from Philadelphia, said about 2 hours ago. Statewide on this show.
During the press conference, Aaron Rodgers said something to me that was really telling about how he's brought into the offense and how eventually I knew he was going to eventually break out. He mentioned in the press conference that he was not worried about stats
right.
or anything. He just wanted to win.
days like today, it's not the greatest statistical game for myself, but I feel like I played my best game of the season. You know, the way that I was moving and seeing things. You know, I've accomplished a lot statistically in this league. I just want to win now.
I've never really heard him say anything close to that. And for him to say that, considering what's going on, and then the very next week, throw for five touchdowns and, you know, equate for six, it's just a testament of him just saying, you know what, I'm just going to take whatever the defense gives me. I'm going to buy into what the coach, you know, wants me to do. Unlike teams in the past with Mike McCarthy, they were reluctant to run the ball. These guys will run the ball. They'll do whatever it takes to pretty much win. And it's a really good feeling to see him do that.
So if Phil in Philadelphia has put this together, I guarantee you, Dexter Williams, J.K. Scott, Devontae Adams, Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur, Mark Murphy, they get it now.
Yeah.
He's bought in.
Yep. He's not going to be the problem. There you go.
Right.
We're going to go take a quick break, come back. Mike Clemens joining us here in studio. Speaking of that, Mike and I are going to, as a matter of fact, Mike, I just booked our car for Super Bowl.
Cool.
Just booked our car. I'm trying to get in while the rates are still good down in Miami. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to still do something positive. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Saz's. Saz's for baby back ribs, pulled pork sandwiches, whatever it happens to be. They got it going on. And they cater. The Saz's Hospitality Group. Great people. Tailgates, picnics, natural fit, of course. But Saz's expertise runs the gamut from corporate lunches and meetings all the way down to small gatherings. Go to Saz's. Saz's.com. Go to Curly's Waterfront if you want to get some good fish fry. Maybe just enjoy a game, sit there and enjoy some great atmosphere. Go to curlyswaterfrontpub.com. You can follow them on Facebook, and they give away tickets to many events here, sporting events here in the state as well. And then our friends at the Four Seasons Island Resort, I got to get up there. Barb keeps calling me, the one of the GMs up there, keeps saying, hey, we got the wine and dine package, two-night stay, stop in, gourmet five-course dinner at the Diamond Room, chef's recommended wine selection, all of that kind of stuff, Lily's Ice Cream Parlor for dessert, and they've got upgrades available, but you got to call now, 715-324-5800, 715-324-5800, or go to TheFourSeasonsWI.com. TheFourSeasonsWI.com. It's a great getaway. The Packers aren't playing in town this weekend. If you're looking for some place to go, maybe a great place to watch the game, TheFourSeasonsWI.com, a romantic wine and dine getaway from the Four Seasons, WI.com. Going to go and take a quick break. Come back more with Mike Clemens right after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
What a great day for football here. Really compliment the Packers. Rodgers was great. We gave up too many big plays on defense, but I compliment them. The atmosphere here today was really great to be back here. Good for football.
Well, I tell you what, we were talking about that comment last night out of John Gruden, the head coach of the Oakland Raiders. Boy, he got his kind of cut his teeth here as a coach. I just wonder if he's not interested in eventually becoming the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, or he wishes he was here in Green Bay. He was very complimentary of this organization in many different
facets. Yeah, but he wouldn't
facets.
Get $100 million.
No, he wouldn't.
And he wouldn't get to live in the desert in Vegas next year.
No, this is true. Yay.
But he might be in a more functional organization.
He might win.
Might win.
You know.
Well, you know something? I don't know. I think Gruden's a pretty good coach, but the things he was saying publicly last week about, man, I can't stand around watching this tape of Aaron Rodgers. This guy is so good. What kind of message does that send to your team?
It's one thing to be complimentary. It's another thing to sound like, I wish I was over there.
And you even saw it in Hard Knocks. You could see him in a team meeting, putting up that Aaron Rodgers tape and say, this guy is dangerous. You can't look away on this. You can't fall asleep on that. You got to sit there and just ignore his cadence because he's going to try and make you jump on a false count. But, you know, sometimes the coach can build up so much fear. Now, there's no fear from Darren Waller, their 6'6" tight end, who's their leading receiver, leading again yesterday, too, seven catches.
Big game.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, look at the Raiders. 329 yards passing in that game yesterday. 155 yards rushing with a rookie. This Josh Jacob kid's out of Alabama. He averaged 5.9. He busted the one for 42 yards. So, you know, Mike Pettine's got some answering to do today in the film study. And I got a chance to talk to Darren Waller about Alec Ingold, the kid from Bayport High School in Green Bay, former Badger, the guy they picked up as a fullback, and Gruden loves him. And I also talked to him about how did you keep on getting free? Joe, you and I were talking about this in the press box. This guy's got five catches, and he's still running free in the secondary.
Right. Wide open.
And you got this, you know, backup linebacker, B.J. Goodson, chasing him down. Why don't you move Adrian Amos on the number one guy, the safety, to cover this tight end? And I asked him, was this a zone coverage or what, man?
They did try to stick with their man-to-man coverage sometimes, and that works in our favor no matter who's out there on the field. And we all feel like we can make plays whenever called upon. So.
Still in the second half, I mean, there's getting wide open. It's not like they made adjustments.
That's the coaches scheming that up as far as passing plays and things like that. There were some covers that they blew, but for the most part, they were in the places they needed to be. It was just more so like the coaches were drawing up some good stuff this week.
Alec Ingold's a local kid. I don't know if you guys are close.
Did
you talk to him at all about coming back? Did you say anything?
Yeah, I was joking with him. I was like, man, they brought the whole Wisconsin band back for you and everything. Like, you went and got a real deal homecoming. But that's awesome. I mean, I saw like he wore his high school jersey and everything. Like, I mean, he's got to be over the moon just to play here. And he was out there mixing it up as he always does. And I mean, it's got to be, I mean, not the result that we wanted, but for him to be here. And I'm sure there's people that cared about him that were here as well. So that's awesome for him.
Yeah, talking about Alec Ingold. And it's kind of neat. I always said coming back to Lambeau Field on Badger Band Day is fantastic.
Yeah.
So to be able to come back and play on that particular day at Lambeau Field.
For some of us that are old enough to remember the NFL halftime program was actually watching a marching band on TV,
yeah,
too.
I know.
On CBS.
That wasn't sponsored.
No.
The band wasn't sponsored by anybody.
No, it wasn't. No. They were just invited college bands all the time. It was the thrill of their life. But, you know, now we got other things going
on.
So it's pretty cool to go to Jair Alexander, your defensive back for the Green Bay Packers, who made a nice play. This is a nice one in terms of pride because you're up like 35-17. But now in the fourth quarter, you don't want to let these guys back in. And Derek Carr and those guys, they drive down the field. Then they get to, within the goal to go. And on fourth and one, Josh Jacobs tries to fly into the end zone. And you got B.J. Goodson, the linebacker. Mm-hmm. You got Kevin King. And you got Jair Alexander. And he ends up doing a helicopter.
Right.
And so we talked to Jair about Darren Waller, the big tight end, running free. And about stopping Josh Jacobs from then. And while we're trying to talk to him, I get a tap on the shoulder. And it's Charles Woodson. Hey, man, how you doing? And he's got a microphone because he's working with NFL Films. So this is talking to Jair about Darren Waller and then that stop on fourth and one.
They ran that same play early in the game or maybe even the play before that. So I'm like, the hole opened up, and I'm like, oh, nah, like, he's not about to get this full speed and come at me. So I shot the hole and dove and hope for the best.
All right, nice play. But what was up with Waller, tight end?
Man.
They were able to hurt you in the passing game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Waller's a really good deep threat, man. He's a good receiver, tight end. We just had a few blown coverages that we need to get cleaned up. I mean, that ball is fine to him, and you can't coach that. You know, that ball is fine to him. And
long game. You probably need something to eat, man.
What? I got me a shake right here now.
Get you a little peanut butter and jelly or something.
Woodson. Where's from the wise right now? Yes, sir. You're right. Yeah.
I didn't see you get a whole lot of action today. You know, in games like that, how do you stay focused throughout the game? Because I've been there before. You out there, and you know, all of a sudden, nothing's happening on your side. Then all of a sudden, they throw a ball over there. You're like, dang, I wasn't quite prepared for it. How do you work through that?
Man, I just try to stay focused. You know, I know that this is a passing league. I know that, you know, so I just try to stay locked in the whole game, and just you know, be patient. You know. A lot of my passes came from the slot on slant routes, just running away from my leverage. So, you know, I could just do my best to get that ball out, maybe help myself with a lineman too.
I found it interesting because Amari Cooper got him, you know. I mean, at least appeared to have got him. And people were coming down on Jair. And then yesterday people said, wow, where was Jair? Jair was actually there. You didn't hear his name because he had that good a coverage yesterday.
Yeah, So that's
That good.
That's number 23, Jair Alexander, and Charles Woodson coming in interrupting, but saying hi to everybody. He had a nice chat with Aaron Rodgers as well. And Charles kind of sat down at the lockers with Kevin King and Jair, and he talked to Tremont and filmed like a little interview. And then, you know, they had to move on, and Charles said goodbye, and the NFL film crews, you know, followed him out. And so, you know, we turned to Kevin King. You know, I had a pick, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and some more big plays. He's missed some guys. He let a couple of guys run free, beat him on the down out and down last week against the Lions. But he seems like these picks that he has, they always seem to come up at just the right time.
Big moments, yeah.
And so I asked Kevin King, so what's it mean to have Charles Woodson walk in here and talk to you and Tremont and these guys?
He's the best to ever do it. You know what I'm saying? He's the best DB to ever play this game. You know, so a guy like that, you know what I'm saying, knowing my name, knowing who I am, you know, just giving me a hug, embracing me like he did, you know, that's huge. You know, Charles Woodson is my model of my game after I tried to, because the way he plays the game, so fierce and so, you know what I'm saying, he's the ultimate DB. Play corner, nickel, safety, you know, he can hit, cover, he's the ultimate DB. You know, so, you know, guys like that, you got to respect that, you know what I'm saying, what they did for the game. You know, so you got to respect that and just try to feed off that. Everybody from the top down, we brothers. I don't know if you guys have brothers coming up, but I got two brothers. And I literally would do anything for those boys. Them boys are my best friends. And now these guys come, you know, coming my best friends as well. So when I'm out there, it's like, I don't want to leave my brother out there. You know what I'm saying? And even if, you know, it's a week where, you know, I might be hurt or something, it's like, I got to get back because I can't leave my brothers out there without me. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're going to war. I got to be with them. It's ramping it up. You know what I'm saying? It's ramping everything up because we out there playing for ourselves. Second to playing, you know what I'm saying, for our guys. And you know what I'm saying, when you put somebody else before yourself, you know, that reps it up even more. You know what I'm saying? It's a different purpose.
And it sounds like, we heard that a little bit earlier, it sounds like there is a different, and we've witnessed it, there's just a different camaraderie inside that locker room than we've seen defensively speaking.
And I'm telling you, Bill,
it's been a long time in the past.
It starts with one guy in particular, Za'Darius Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Big contract guy, comes here from Baltimore, and just the way he enters the room, there's an aura about him. Well, now you've met him.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's something about him where he looks at you and he's got that big smile, but he's also like, son, where's your pen? We're in a meeting here. We're supposed to take notes.
Right.
We're not going to go over this a second time.
Mm-hmm.
You write this down now because I ain't got time to explain this to you on the field on Sunday. Go get your notepad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking, the lean that he puts on these guys.
Yep.
So yesterday, the Packers, the Raiders had 484 yards. The Packers had 481. The good news is that the Packers held the Raiders to 17 points. You know, the last touchdown was, you know, garbage time at the end.
Right.
17 points, that's the key number that we talk about, right? If defense can hold an NFL team to 17 points or under, you should win the football game. So Za'Darius and his buddy Preston Smith doing their joint press conference as usual, talk about, hey, you know, the Raiders, got to give them credit. The Raiders put up a good fight, even though they were missing so many of their weapons on offense.
They did a good job on us, man. They ran the ball on us, man. We didn't hold our depth like we were supposed to. But that's something that we can learn from. We're going to come in tomorrow, watch the film, and correct our mistakes.
They had a lot of yards, not a lot of points.
Yeah.
I mean, are you cool with that?
Am I cool with it?
At the end of the day, you win the game, bud.
Yeah, that's the name of the game, man. Prevent them from scoring. And we did our job. You know, we got to look at film and fix the things that, you know, caused big plays for them and, you know, hurt us on defense. But at the end of the day, man, they might have had some big plays, but we, you know, we bowled our necks, man, and we held it down in the red zone.
Za'Darius from the Ravens, Preston from the Redskins. Did they ever go 6-1 with those teams?
Never. Never. What, 4 years in Baltimore, we never been 6-1. What about the
– No, not the Redskins either, so.
Damn. I'm just looking at this, man. We're 6-1, fellas.
Damn.
And then the last thing, you know, and Za'Darius, when you talk about leadership, it starts with this guy then after the end of training camp and now he's taken over. Remember, he took him out to the best steakhouse in the 920 area code and dropped $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then looks at these guys and says, now you start paying attention to me, right? He was asked, what's the key to their confidence going into these games?
12 said something last week, man, how we come in the locker room, man, and be ourselves. If we continue to do that, man, you got the players for the job, man, and the coaches. So to be able to have that opportunity, man, to have that confidence is something that we rely on every week when we come to work.
There you go. Aaron Rodgers being a leader. They're listening to Rodgers.
Say, hey, listen.
Come in and be yourself.
We're still developing this thing. If you got a problem, don't hide.
Right.
Just put it out there.
Come in and be yourself.
If you hide it, you're going to be part of the problem.
Good stuff, Michael. Appreciate it, pal.
Thank you, Bill.
Talk to you later in the week. There you go. Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio joining us for a couple of minutes.